Joining us from Baghdad is U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Today's bombings have been blamed on disaffected Sunni Muslim Arabs, either al-Qaeda in Iraq or members of the overthrown Ba'athist movement. First, do you have any reason to doubt that or any ability to confirm that?
Well, I can't confirm it. Obviously, investigations are ongoing. There were probably four vehicle bombs, and they all went off within about 40 minutes of each other, and that's typical of al-Qaeda type of modus operandi, but I think the investigations are ongoing.
A Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament, who was demanding an inquiry today, said that parliament is angry at the security services, which he said have failed to prevent these attacks. Is that anger with the Iraqi security services justified?
Well, first of all, it has been a tough security situation here in the last 7 years. There's no question the security is a lot better, but there's also no question it's very difficult to deal with people who will drive a car and blow themselves up in the car. And these particular incidents today, a number of them just happened out on the road. They didn't seem to be involved getting inside any building compounds or anything like that. So I think it's kind of tough to do, and again, I would urge people wait for the investigation.
It's said, though, that the purpose of such attacks are to undermine confidence in the government and perhaps in next year's elections. How many bombings of this kind can be inflicted on Iraqis before they justifiably lose confidence in the government and the elections?
Well, it's all relative, and I certainly don't want to suggest that this is anything but the setback that it is. But on the other hand, November has been the quietest month since back in 2003, and I think by most metrics and certainly by the sense of the public, the violence levels are way down. But, that said, an incident like this is pretty horrific.
Given the setback, as you say, does it in any way diminish the model of Iraq as a success story to be emulated to some extent in Afghanistan?
Well, again, I want to be careful about drawing analogies between Iraq and Afghanistan. What I will say is that after 7 years of sacrifice by our troops, sacrifice by Iraqi troops and the Iraqi people, I think there is definite progress in the political process here. And watching the way they came together and worked on this very, very tough election law. I say tough because really the political campaign has already gotten going, and in the meantime they're trying to figure out how the seat districts were going to work. And I think it is encouraging that they're doing this, encouraging that they're going forward and setting an election date. And if other countries want to emulate that, I think it would be a good idea.
But in Iraq, going forward and achieving a general success and reducing violence still assumes the occasional disastrously bloody terrorist attack in the middle of the capital. That's going to be a fact of life, is what what I hear.
Again, I think it's important that no one ever accepts this, that no one ever says, well, this is Baghdad, and therefore this is going to happen, and you should just not worry about it. But with that point made, I think it's also important to understand that these people are prepared to sort of move along and get things done. I mean, they do not become paralyzed by this type of bombing attack. I felt it was encouraging today to see in one of the areas where one of these bombs went off, they had first responders there in 90 seconds. I think this reflects a lot of effort at training, a lot of organizational skills that frankly weren't here before. So I think the Iraqis do have a capacity to put hideous incidents like this behind them and to move forward. And I think that's to be encouraged, but obviously, we've got to do all we can to prevent these kinds of suicidal and maniacal attacks.
Ambassador Hill, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
That's U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, speaking to us from Baghdad.